And a very pleasant good day to you. From Wampa, New York, this is Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and it is with great joy that I greet you here. Elcott, The Next Step is a scientific, dare I say, a quasi-scientific or metaphysic approach to achieving the most that we can out of this life. It is a philosophy embedded in the teachings of Hevner Elcott, my great-great-grandfather, who moved to Wampa, New York in the late 19th century, and it is there that my grandfather, also named Ed Elcott, or Edward Elcott, Edward J., or The Elcott, or The Katarana, because of his elevated status in Elcott, The Next Step, he then moved the church and some of the sect members to Hawaii, to the island of Kauai, and it is there that they remained until Overlord Caspar Unger decided to expand the Redeemery and the Elcott Redeeming Arch, and located in Big Sur, California. So we have effectively three power centers, three Redeemery arches in Elcott, The Next Step, in upstate New York, as well as in Hawaii and the beautiful coast, the beautiful Big Sur coast of California. And it is from all of those places Elcott, The Next Step has been broadcast, and I don't really like to use the word broadcast because I think it sounds coarse and crude. It also puts my mind into what I call the Elcott downspin, because it is a negative reference to the females among us. I'd like to, first of all, bring on Overlord Greasy Nelson. And Greasy, if I may call you Greasy or Overlord, well, it's probably would be a better idea, Ed, if you just called me Overlord Nelson for now. All right, even though we have been friends along, I've been friends with Ed Elcott since I first entered the church, which was about 10 years after you did. Yes, and you did a little bit of a leapfrog, which is fine, and I achieved Overlord status before you did. And I hope that doesn't bother you at all. It does not bother me at all, because I wish you very well, Greasy. You are one of my favorite people in the world. All right. And if I keep reminding you of how I leapfrogged you, if you have to do that, yes, I do. I have to see how far I can take it, how far I can push you. Now, let's talk a little bit, if we could, because I know the audience is listening right now. And I don't know how much longer they will listen. Well, now, you said that to offend me, didn't you? I did, yes. I wanted to make sure that you can take it. And so I try to humiliate you by saying I don't know how much longer they will listen, intimating that I'm dull, intimating, yeah, you're about as dull as, well, as dull as dull, what is the thing, my father, as dull as watching the grass grow up the crack of grow through the crack in the sidewalk. Yes, that's it. And I'm going to remind you, and I don't think that this is worthy of being leveled if I remind you, that because of my ongoing status as a priesterly south, I am now allowed to pick and choose when I'm leveled, right? No, not yet. So I'm going to have to... Give me a break. Yeah! Yeah! Right, so I had to level Ed. You can't just tell me what to do.
No, I'm not Gary.
What's that, Ed?
All
right, what you have achieved, Ed, because of your years of service as a priesterly south, you have achieved the ability to mitigate the effects of the levelment.
Yes, I just noticed I was able to come out of that rather rapidly.
Yes. There's a point where we can't level a man. And I say a man, I qualify that in Ed's case. I'm not trying to humiliate you, but you still have a long way to go.
Thank you.
Okay, now, were you being a smartass?
No, I was not. I'm honestly thanking you. I swear to Almighty God, I'm honestly thanking you.
I'm okay. Ha ha. Doesn't hurt me anymore. Don't keep saying, don't do that, because then that makes me angry.
That's too bad, because I can mitigate the effects of the levelment because of my years.
I know, I understand. Beat it into the ground.
Why would that make you angry that I'm able to mitigate that?
Because sometimes I do it. We're not supposed to level people based upon our mood. We're supposed to level people based upon their infraction, but I'm in a bad mood today, and I just...
Go ahead, let it out.
I just want to hurt someone.
Well, I'm not going to give an overlord advice because you are way, way, way up there, which is the term.
It is the term. The term for anyone who is advanced in overlord in the spiritual discipline of Elcott, The Next Step. If they're advanced, you say they're way, way, way up there.
Or way, 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 way down there, down the road, not down there as an Elkar. Elkar is our term for the devil. Yeah, it's what we call the devil, but they call the devil, we call Elkar. All right, so you are way, way up there. I'm way, way, way up there, and you're way... Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I'm not Elkar, so what am I? You're just way, way far away. I'm just way far away. You didn't just make that up, did you? Maybe I did. But for you to point that out means that there's some weakness in our teachings, and, you know, I'm going to have to do it again, but I'm really sorry. God! Fuck me! All right, well, you did. All right, I'm sorry. Hey! All right, okay, fine, God. This is Elkot, the next step. I'm with Greasy Nelson. This is Overlord Greasy Nelson. That doesn't... No, it's okay. I'll let it go. I didn't start out by saying Overlord Greasy Nelson. I went into his given name, and that was... And we're here today to... First of all, we were called in on late notice. Well, we were. I got a call from the Phil Hendry studio, said his phone's broken, and... He's a mess. His mind is in a state, as I'm sure everyone's is. These are very difficult times, aren't they? They are. Everyone's mind is coming apart. And I thought it was a good idea, and I contacted you, Ed. Not that I had to. I could have just demanded that you meet me at the radio studio. But I contacted you, and I appreciate that. You're welcome. You know, football season's coming up, so the Overlords are going to be in the adjacent... the Overlords gather in the adjacent lounge from our studio during football season because they bet NC2A games. And, yeah, and then they're easy to... They see what you're doing, and they can do a leveling of the... So with us here is Overlord Greasy... Greasy Nelson. You were going to say Greasy Neal. That's a ball player. Baseball player, isn't it? I think it was, yeah. You know what? That's very charming, but still, I'm afraid that, you know... Forget it. Why'd you say forget it? I was going to say a dirty word, but you caught it. Yes, I did. That is, you know, it doesn't even hurt. It just... I feel as if I'm being felt up, you know?
Yeah. Well, you get to a certain point as a... As an overlord, that when you get leveled, it doesn't, it's not pain, it's an invasion with an... Wow. No, don't worry about it, Ed, okay? I was up late last night. You have no call to criticize me.
Wow.
Okay, give it to him. Look at him. Give it!
Woo!
All right, sorry. Now, when Ed's leveled, it feels as if there's hands going down the back of your pants, right?
Yes, that's what the, when you have been leveled so many times and you have the priesterly rank you've achieved, then the leveling is not so much painful as it is invasive and uncomfortable.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know.
What Ed's experiencing are hands and then a finger is up his, right?
Yeah.
See, it's bad, you know, it's not pleasant at all. Can I help you?
I'm an Arbuckle,
Well, usually you don't identify yourself.
I know, but I had a bicycle accident on my way over here. I thought maybe I was late.
You are identifying yourself as an Arbuckle?
Yeah.
Now, the Arbuckle is someone, who are you really supposed to be?
I'm supposed to paint the bathroom door and paint the bathroom.
All right, so you were on your way over here to paint the bathroom door as a painter, but because you had a bicycle accident that apparently you fell on your face?
I did, yeah.
You've gone ahead and just told us that you're an Arbuckle.
An Arbuckle is an evil spirit in Elkot the Next Step who is here primarily to, as they say in Arbucklese or in Elkot, to finger us or to fondle us,
hence the whole...
Well, that's because you said you had a finger up your butt.
No, I never said that.
No, we did not identify it as such.
Right, but that's what it sounds like to me.
You know, am I allowed to say this?
Go ahead. You're allowed to say anything you want to an Arbuckle, even a priesterly.
I wish to God that when you fell on your face, it would have just dragged your...
Oh, yeah, you want me to be so injured that I'm not even able to talk?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted.
I can't really weigh in being an overlord. I know the necessity of having an Arbuckle because the Arbuckle is one further test that we put all of our people through, whether they are novitiates, initiates, whether they be like Ed, a priesterly, or an overlord such as myself, or an overseer. The overseers have but one name. Generally, it's something light. And for instance, we have a new overseer What the hell is the...
Oh, did you talk about Overseer Sweet Breeze?
Overseer Sweet Breeze? Now, don't start mocking it, Ed.
Well, I didn't... I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Overseer Sweet Breeze has just arrived.
Okay, well, congratulations to Overseer Sweet Breeze.
Now, don't get angry, Ed.
No, I'm not angry at Overseer Sweet Breeze, but because I get the news from an Arbuckle...
That's where they told me to go down and clue you in. They said that Ed Elcott needed to be clued in.
Now, Ed, that's a test of your ego. And the, as you know, and I'll go ahead, Ed, not that you don't know this, but for the people listening, the entire goal of Elcott the Next Step is completely lose ego so that you don't care. Man, you don't care.
Right.
Well, I'm supposed to be okay with, for instance...
All right, making love to Gloria Grover.
Gloria Grover and I have been in... we have been in constant interconnected bliss, which means we are having carnal relations in your... in Earth's, or what we call the people of the Nell.
Yeah, the people of the Nell are what we call you folks that are not Elcott.
Yeah.
I didn't need your agreement, Arbuckle.
You want me to start to paint the door?
Paint the door, paint anything you want.
Well, you want me to do that.
Don't say that to him.
All right, paint the door. The people of the Nell, you call carnal relations, obviously, you know, sex, carnal relations. That we call it interconnected bliss or blissment.
Yeah, interconnected bliss or blissment, and also... it is intended for to strip ego. So Ed and Gloria, who is an overlord, by the way, and she gives up that part of her overlord status, which immunes her or is it protects her from humiliation by having anything to do with Ed.
Right. To put it more succinctly, and I'll say this because I know it'll get me...
Not brownie points. Don't say that.
I made the mistake of saying brownie point. It gets me higher up on the ladder on the way to Overlord.
That's not bad, yeah.
So, Gloria has sex with me on the dirt floor of a tool shed because she knows that will help me strip my ego away and she thinks it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Now, last week...
Are you all right?
I just got a little bit of a cold.
Hey, how come an overlord get a cold?
None of your business. Now go paint the door, or the last thing anyone sees of you will be your 2 feet up in the air as the rest of you is flushed.
All right, I understand.
My God.
That's right. I'm getting to the point now, Ed, where I'm... what I was going to say is that, Ed... in a moment of rare, I would say, candor, but also it was an unfortunate moment, you were in the middle of a sex act with Gloria in a tool shed.
Yes, on the dirt. It was the regular tool shed right off of the Redeemery.
Right. This is basically where the gardeners here at Wampaw University keep their lawnmowers, they keep the hedge trimmers, and Ed goes into this tool shed, onto this dirt floor, because Gloria... And in Earth, I guess in People of the Nell, you would say it's to get your kicks or to get your laughs. In Elcott, the Next Step, we have a whole other...
Well, we call it to reverberate.
Yeah. So Gloria wanted to go in and reverberate, watching Ed take his clothes off in the dirt and then have sex with her.
Yes, and she also videotaped it.
Well, she video...
No, digital video, whatever.
Well, let's see.
You're not going to tell me that's worth a leveling.
You got to...
Hey!
Okay.
Don't... It's digital.
Okay, it was... She digitally recorded us.
Not the two of you, just you. All it has is your... Excuse me for saying this, ladies and gentlemen, but it's just Ed's ass going up and down.
And the dirt...
Yes. The dirt is evident. What is making that noise?
That's just my paintbrush. Don't worry about it.
Wait a minute, if you don't mind, my girlfriend's texting me.
Your girlfriend is texting you?
Yeah. I just got home again. She didn't address... See, I have a concern that she has a friend who's a lesbian who may want to come on to her. Never mind.
Well, what the...
No, it's nobody's business.
Well, do you want me to do anything?
Do what? Paint the door.
Paint the door, Arbuckle, before you're banished. And before the last thing we see are your two clodhoppers going down...
I understand.
Now, Ed Elcott, as I was trying to tell you folks, was in the tool shed having sex with Gloria Grover, who was digitally video recording this, in order for the other overlords to review it.
Right.
And when did you find out?
I found out when I was contacted by Overlord Shuggy Watson. That's when I got leveled for that, what we're about to hear.
Okay, because Ed screamed out, you were just angry, weren't you?
I'd had a long day, yes.
So there he was, giving it to, if you'll pardon the expression, giving it to, I'm using people of the Nell language. Usually what we call it is farmyard or barnyard or simply farmer in the dell.
I was giving it to her, farmer in the dell.
Now don't cry, Ed.
It's very emotional.
Oh, boy.
Ed was... And he screamed out, I'm sick of this...
I screamed out, I'm sick of this henhouse shit.
Yes. And he was leveled for that. Now, why did you say that?
I saw myself...
And that is full ego, so you reverted.
I did. I suddenly kicked into this fully ego-drenched state where my entire being was soaked and drenched and just sopping wet from ego. And I just said, my God, what, you know, I'm tired of this henhouse shit.
You've said you got leveled for that?
Yes, I got leveled for that,
Arbuckle. I know you're here to bother us, but...
Yeah, I'm doing a pretty good job, too. You guys don't understand, man. I fell off my bicycle.
The Arbuckle that's here to bedevil us, who's pretending he's painting the bathroom, but is actually here to give us a hard time in the people of the Nell language, to give us S-H-I-T, shit, or in our language... The Arbuckle is here to strangle, to strangulate, or to strangle our joy. You're running your mouth.
That's right.
And he fell off his bicycle and hit his face. That's about the only thing that I...
We have to be honest with the audience. We enjoy the fact, Arbuckle, that you fell on your face and slid, what, 20 yards?
I fell off the bike face first.
Face first?
Yeah.
And slid what? By the looks of your face, it looks like you slid a mile.
God, how I wish.
Yeah, I bet you wish you could level an overlord, don't you?
I wish I could, yeah.
Well, you can't. But I can overlord. I mean, I can,
Overlord?
I can... Watch this, Ed. You'll love this.
Doesn't hurt me at all. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, bullshit.
No. I'm a strato.
You're a strato. He's a strato buckle.
I knew it.
Oh, my God, he's a strato buckle is a higher elevation of Arbuckle.
Right. I didn't tell you that because I knew you guys would try to mess with me.
Strato buckles are immune to the effects. Let me just try one more.
Go ahead. Do as much as you want.
Doesn't even hurt me. You know, Arbuckle, Oh, man.
Yeah. I bet you want to do... Bet you're sick of this henhouse shit, aren't you?
Arbuckle, you know, as an overlord, I still have power over you, don't you?
I know, but... I'm hoping that you won't.
Yeah. Well, I might if you keep pissing me off.
But that's my job, man. That's my goddamn job.
It is his job. Although I didn't like the goddamn. Although in Elkhart, the next step, it doesn't matter if they say goddamn. To us, that when you say goddamn someone, what you're basically saying is lilacs right up your rear end. You know, in other words, we hope everything smells good.
You know, when you say goddamn, what you're meaning to say is it smells like the inside of an angel's ass.
Yeah, and I know to most people that sounds like sacrilegious, but that's a really highly elevated state in Elkhart.
Yes, being up an angel's ass, and as you know, the overlords, or the overseers, when the overseers fart,
I'll cut one. This is what it sounds like. Ah, yeah.
God damn, man, that's rude, you know? Very rude.
Just paint the toilet before something happens to you. Before you and the toilet are indistinguishable.
Oh, man.
That's right. This is Dr. Ed Elkhart, and I'm here with the wonderful Overlord Greasy Nelson. You may recognize Greasy. He does many of the announcements here on the Elkhart Radio Network. And as a matter of fact, here in just a moment, we'll be hearing you again.
That's right.
This is Elkhart, the next step. We'll be right back.
For a transcript of today, see, that's me.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you before on the radio. Sorry.
For a transcript of today's program, write to Elkhart, the next step, in care of Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Folks, people love to come to Wampaw to enjoy the summers, our trees, the freshness of our forests, the birds, the wildlife, and, of course, beautiful Lake Wampaw itself. It's a wonderful place to recreate. And when you do visit, be sure to stop by the Elcott The Next Step Redeemery, right there at Wampaw University. Many of our overlords spend the summer here and will be happy to introduce you to and show you around the grounds as well as the philosophies that make Elcott The Next Step the preeminent new world, new phase, elevatory mind system and mind wipe that there is. That's Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw University. And as long as you mentioned wine, mind wipe, you said wine, did you say wine wipe? Okay, does that... Yes, I said wine wipe, but I meant... All right, so I, you know... Yeah, you can't... In Elcott, the next step, it's the next best thing to full blaspheme. What do they call that?
It's called reverting...
I didn't ask you, Arbuckle. To basically transpose.
Yes, that's it, to transpose. So I said mind wipe, I said wind wipe.
Yes, that's almost a full... That would, in the regular world, among the people of the Nell, that would consign you to a burning eternity in hell.
And here, it consigns me not to a burning eternity in hell because we don't believe in those things, but one full thrashing by Elcar.
Yes, and that is akin to having the demon, the devil, in your world, the people of the Nell, having Lucifer sodomize you, and with your consent.
That's the worst part. You actually willingly give your consent to this.
Yes.
So now that you know more about Elcott The Next Step, why don't you write to us and get more information here at Wampaw University?
Now, a lot of people going to write, they want to be sodomized by the devil?
This is an Arbuckle. He's here.
Hey, Arbuckle. Yeah, that's right. They have to...
Okay. That's a lot of weird stuff.
Paint the bathroom before you are...
You can't do anything, Reed.
I can, because I'm an overlord.
Well, what are you going to do, man? You're going to flush me down the toilet? Okay, flush me down the toilet. I don't care.
You don't care?
No. Oh, my God, you mean you're serious?
Thought I was playing, didn't you? Oh, that was beautiful there, Greasy. That's right.
So the Arbuckle has been flushed, did not finish his job painting the... can, as we call it here, and I'm sure many of you do, most of you call it the toilet or the restroom or the lavatory. We call it the can, or we call it the mind wipe exit.
Now, mind wipe, you did go in for mind wipe.
I had to go in for mind wipe when I was being treated for my sex addiction, yes.
Now, tell the folks what mind wipe, truly is.
Well, mind wipe, I recommend it for anyone who has a sex addiction. And for me, being a priesterly, of course, it was very important that I was treated immediately for it. Mind wipe allows one to wipe one's mind as you would wipe your rear end, literally.
There's almost a figurative toilet paper.
Yes. The first thing that we have to come to terms with mind wipe is that your mind is nothing more than
a dirty, a filthy rectum.
Yes. Your mind is no better than someone's filthy rectum. And when you begin, when you commence from that point, then having mind wipe is a full relief.
Yes, it's a full relief, and then there is the ceremonial flushing of the mind wipe toilet paper.
Yes, it is not toilet paper. It's obviously there's no physical manifestation, but there is a massive flush, and we do that at Wampaw Falls. And what we do is we go over to Wampaw Falls, we remove all of our clothing, and we throw it over the falls, and we stand naked for a period of 5 hours, especially when it's in the wintertime, because most of this is done year-round, but if it's in the wintertime, you really experience the cold and the elements.
It can be fatal for some.
It has been fatal for some, but for me, I thought it was very exhilarating, and I was grateful for Mind Wipe, and had to walk back to Wampaw University, a good 15 miles down the center stripe of the two-lane highway that leads to Wampaw, stark naked.
Beginning at 6 a.m.
Beginning during rush hour, yes. And yes, you do take all kinds of... People are yelling at you from their cars. Now, the highway patrol...
Well, the New York State Patrol is alerted, and we tell them this is our religious right. You have no business stopping us, and...
But they don't listen to that.
They don't?
No.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, they asked me, who are you? I said, I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Haven't you been called? And then that was a whole...
Oh, yeah, 5150, yeah. They sometimes, well, they thought Dr. Elcott was mentally disturbed, so we had to go and explain it to them, which they still didn't understand it, but we were able to bail you out. And for that, I'll be forever grateful. For that, I will be forevermore grateful. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. This is Elcott, The Next Step. Elcott, The Next Step is being brought to you this evening by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, because his phone's broken, and because all the news is completely bummer news, and so he's pressed us into service, and I got the call not more than an hour ago, can you guys go ahead and do the show, and I called Ed. And here we are.
Here we are.
That is Overlord Greasy Nelson. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott for Elcott, The Next Step. By the way, we just flushed an Arbuckle right straight down a toilet, and he should be coming out somewhere. Well, he ought to be coming out somewhere. Well, there's an open sewage pipe that leads into Wampaw Lake. And that's where he'll be. Yeah. Go to him right now. And yes, now he's being shot and flushed right out there into Wampaw Lake. And here he is. Wow, look at that. And the overlords are out there.
Yeah.
So the overlords are there in Wampaw. That was beautiful. Way to do it, Arbuckle. Don't ever, ever. If you're an Arbuckle, don't even think about it. Let's replay that so people can hear that again. Yeah. Later on, Jack. Oh, I don't give a damn. Elcott, The Next Step has been brought to you by the University of Wampaw, who is solely responsible for its content. I'm Ed Elcott.
And I'm Greasy Nelson. And I don't like all that applause for Ed, so I think what I'm going to do...
Oh, come on, man. You can't really be serious.
Doesn't hurt, doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt.
Elcott, The Next Step is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
For laughs? Oh, you know, one more time. I don't see what it's going to hurt, you know. Hey, Arbuckle, you out there?